The White House says it's reviewing the Supreme Court ruling rejecting its plans for trying detainees at Guantanamo. The decision came this morning, just as President Bush was beginning 2 days of events with Japanese Prime Minister Junichiro Koizumi. The two leaders discussed issues ranging from Iran and Iraq to North Korea, but the Supreme Court's ruling overshadowed the meetings. NPR's Don Gagne reports from the White House.
Prime Minister Koizumi has been among President Bush's most important allies over the past 5 years, and the warmth between the two men was on display during an East Room news conference.
The Prime Minister and I have got a very friendly relationship.
Koizumi, through an interpreter, echoed those sentiments.
And I believe this is not just limited to close relations between us and personally, but I believe this close relationship is necessary in the future between Japan and the United States as well.
And there were plenty of Elvis Presley jokes between the two leaders. Koizumi, famously, is a huge fan of the late singer. But when questioning from reporters got underway, things turned immediately to the one topic of the day, the Supreme Court ruling on Guantanamo, which said the president does not have the authority to order military trials for detainees being held at the prison camp. Mr. Bush was asked if Guantanamo Bay will soon be closed. He said he hadn't had time to digest the ruling, but he added this.
The American people need to know that this ruling, as I understand it, won't cause killers to be put out on the street. In other words, there's not a... As I was a drive-by briefing on the way here, I was told that this was not going to be the case. At any rate, we will seriously look at the findings, obviously.
The president and Koizumi took just 4 questions total at their joint news conference, 2 from American reporters and 2 from the Japanese press corps. Both U.S. reporters asked about the Guantanamo ruling, including this follow-up from Reuters correspondent Matt Spitalnik.
Can you comment on what looks like a judicial repudiation of your administration's policy in, on the treatment of terror suspects post 9/11?
Matt, I wish I could comment on Wood. Obviously, I'm a person who, you know, generally comments on things. I haven't been briefed enough to make a comment on it, except for the following things. I'm sorry you had to waste your question, but we will conform to the Supreme Court. We will analyze the decision. To the extent that the Congress has given any latitude to develop a way forward using military tribunals, we will work with them.
Later in the day, White House Press Secretary Tony Snow argued that the ruling does not say that the president has overreached in terms of his authority to deal with Guantanamo detainees.
What the Supreme Court has not said is you can't try them. It hasn't said you can't bring them to justice. I think now it's a question of how properly to do that. So it doesn't tie his hands. It doesn't serve as a rebuke. What it
Snow says the court simply wants the White House to work with Congress and revise U.S. laws governing the trials of prisoners at Guantanamo Bay. And within the hour, Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said he would offer legislation to do just that. Don Gagne, NPR News, the White House.